This shir is dedicated to Yilui Nishmus Rav Chaim Yesocha Ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov. Rav Chaim Feigenbaum should be a Melech Yosha for his wonderful family. The topic we'll be discussing today is a very fascinating one, very interesting sugya, and we will be elaborating a bit on the concept of Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeida Dovaro. That's a pasuk in Keheles. Does that have any halachic significance? To what degree could a person rely that the schus of a mitzvah will safeguard he should not put his life or health in jeopardy by performing a mitzvah? And primarily, we will be dealing with the sugya of katlanis. Yevomah Samach Dalet, the Gemara says a woman that was married twice and both of her husbands died, she cannot marry a third time. According to Rebbe, Rebbe maintains that Trei Zimna Hava Chazaka, two times, substantiates a Chazaka. Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel maintains three times. So according to Shimon Ben Gamliel, it is only the three husbands passed away that the din of Katlanis is relevant. Let me say at the beginning of this shiur, and if time will allow, maybe we will elaborate more in the continuation, that in usually when shailas of this nature come up, Yidolim and Rabbonim Poiskim always find a way to be matia, and we find very interesting kulis in this sugya. It is quite obvious the Koicha de Heteira, which Gedolim utilized when dealing with Shailas of Katlanis. However, so the basic sugya says that it is a sakona to marry a woman if two of her husbands died. This halacha is relevant only if they died in an inexplicable way, but if they died by an accident or an epidemic or etc., there is no din of katlanis. What is the source in this week's parsha? Yehuda tells Toma, Shvi almono beis avich ad ki yigdal shelu beni. Wait for Shela to grow up. Ki omar pen yomas gam hu keechav. Yehuda thought to himself, maybe Shela would die like his two older brothers. So there seems to be a contradiction, minei ubei. On one hand, Yehuda tells Tomer, wait for Shela to grow up, clearly indicating that when Shela will grow up, he will perform mitzvah yibum, and he will marry you. But to himself, Yehuda thought he doesn't want Shela to die just like his two older brothers died. So was he intending to give Tomer to Shela or not? Rashi writes, Hoyodoy Choyse Bekash. He had no intention of letting her marry Shela. He was just pushing her off from day to day, from month to month, because he was afraid that Shela will die. Muchzekas Hizu Shemesim Anoshea. Obviously, he was concerned about the din of Katlanis, so that Ramban wonders on Perush Rashi. And he says, so if he didn't want to give her Shela, why did he fool her? Why did he deceive her, telling her, wait till Shela grows up? The other question that Ramban asks, it is quite obvious in the pasuk that Erev Oinen died because they were punished by a Kodesh Baruch for their sins. So why would that cause a din of katlanis? So the Ramban offers a very interesting interpretation of Pshutoi Shel Mikra, and the Ramban says Yehuda came to the conclusion that Ev and Oinon were too young to get married, they were irresponsible, and that's why they sinned and they were punished. He hoped that Shela will grow up and he will be more responsible and more mature. And that is what Yehuda says. Why does he tell Tomer Shvi al Mona Beisovich ad Shiigdal Shelo Beni? Ki Omar Penyomes Gamu Keechav. That is the pshat of the Ramban. Based on Rashi and the Ramban, the Chacham Tzvi proves his point in rejecting a psak of many Gedolim predecessors. Chuvas Haral Nachsimen Lamed Vav. Chuvas Rabbeinu Elio Mizochi Chelak Alef Simachov Beis. Both are Mechadish and Big Chiddush. B'mokam Yibum Ein Isur Katlanas. Why? Because the Posik in Kehela says Shoymer Mitzvah Lo Yeida Dovaron. And because the person is performing a mitzvah of Yibum, he does not have to be concerned about the sakana of katlanis. The Noida Bihuda agrees to their opinion. Madura Kama, Evena Ezra, Siman Yud. The Chacham Tzvi in the first seven in his sefer rejects this halachic ruling entirely. And he says, because it is Shchiche Hezeke, we cannot rely on the Zgula of Shoyme Mitzvah Lo Yeda Dovor Ro. Chacham Tzvi is based on the Gemara Kiddushin Ametes. Rabbi Losa says Shlucha Mitzvah Einam Nizrikim. So the Gemara asks about a tragic story. A person was climbing a ladder to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. He slipped, he fell, and he died. How could that happen? Shlucha Mitzvah Einam Nizrikim. So the Gemara says Heche Dekviya Zeike Shal. This Gemara appears in a few different sources in Shas. Psochem Dav Ches, Yom Dav Yudalef, Kedusha Lamentes. Kedusha Lamentes, the Gemara says, Heche de Kviye Ezeke Shana. Psochem Heche de Shchiche Ezeke Shana. Just different words. The basic idea is the same. So the Chacham Tzvi says, we cannot rely on Shoyim HaMitzvah Lo Yeide Dovarobo Mokum Katlalis, because it is Shchiche Ezeke. The first source which we find that by Yibum, person doesn't have to be Choshish to the Yisrael of Katlalis is in Chuvas HaRambam, Peirador Kuf Mem Vav. However, the rationale of the Rambam is not because the Schus of the Mitzvah will stand for him. It is not because Shoyme Mitzvah Liyede Devarob. It is rather based on the general opinion of the Rambam regarding Shedim and Ruchus and Ruach Ra. The Rambam maintains that Katlanis is not an Isra Gomor, it's just an Isra Derech HaNichush VaHapachad, and therefore we do not abstain from performing a mitzvah because of the Chashash of Katlanis. That's the Rambam. However, the Rosh has a very different opinion, and the Rosh in Klal Nun Gimel and Chuvas HaRosh, and once again in Yevamos, the Rosh maintains it's an Isra Gomor. But nevertheless, even according to the Rosh's opinion, some Achroinim argue, Shoyme Mitzvah Lo Yeda Dovara, the Chacham Tzvi and the Birki Yosef, the Chido and Evan Ezra Sementes maintain, Katlanis is a Katlanis, regardless of whether it's Yibum or not, and it is also Bechol Inyan, Ubechol Oifel. Some Gedolim want to prove that when we're dealing with Cheskes Shnei Pohomim, Acheskes Gimel Pohomim, and with the Chashash Kona, we cannot rely on Shoyim HaMitzvah Le'yede Dovaro. Because in the same sugi, in Yevom HaSamech Dalet, we deal with Tinek Shemei Se'echov Machmes Mila. Ein Mala Noisoi. Why not? Why can't we rely on Shoyim HaMitzvah Le'yede Dovaro? Others totally reject this argument. How could we say that brother number three should do circumcision, should do Mila because of Shoyme Mitzvah Devaro? His two older brothers died, and they also performed the mitzvah of Mila. So if the mitzvah didn't safeguard them, why would it, Dafka brother number three? But the basic question would be, so how come? How come? Why did they perish? Either we must say Shchiche Ezeke Shana, or maybe when a father is mal, his baby, the father is the one that's performing the mitzvah. The baby that is the one whose life is in jeopardy. So maybe Shchus HaMitzvah is megen only on the person that performs the mitzvah, not on others that are involved. I don't find this a very reasonable svara. I think the father and the baby are in this together. And if we could rely on Shoyme Mitzvah Lo Yeda Devaro, it should be relevant in this case as well. The Berki Yosef deals with a very interesting scenario, an interesting Shaila, which does pitch together Yibum Bekatlanis and Mila Betinek Shemesa Echov Machmas Mila. What would we say about a woman whose husband died without children and she was Nisyabe? The Yovim died without children and she performed Yivim again. Yovim number 2 died without children, and now the question is about Yovim number 3. Could we rely on Shoyme Mitzvah Lo Yeda Devaro? But then one might ask, the first previous two brothers also were Mekayim Mitzvah Sivim, and it didn't help them, and they died. That would be similar to Tinoik Shemesu Echov Machmas Mir. So anyway, the Chacham Tzvi wants to prove his point from Rashi and the Ramban, because Rashi writes that Yehuda was concerned about Katlanis. The Ramban doesn't reject Rashi by saying there is no Isof Katlanis by Yibum, but rather with other arguments, says the Chacham Tzvi, this proves that the Rishonim totally agree that even B'mukim Yibim there's an Isof Katlanis. However, I don't know how we could prove this from Lifnei Matan Torah. There was no mitzvah of Yibum yet. So how would a theoretical mitzvah be Megan Min HaSakon? It is true, Kiyom Avraham Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Shelo Nitno, and obviously not only Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov were the same, Shelo Kedivrei Tshuva Sarama, because just last week we read in Rashi, Yom Lovan Garati V'Taryag Mitzvah Shomarti. However, there was no Chiyuv and there was no mitzvah, and therefore one could fairly argue we cannot prove anything from Lifnei Matan Torah. As long as there was no mitzvah of Yibum, the mitzvah of Yibum cannot be made. The Chacham Tzvi suggests an interesting interpretation to be doicha the kusha of the Ramban and Rashi. The Ramban asks, why would Yehuda deceive Tamar and give her the feeling that she just has to wait and Shiloh will ultimately marry her, be miyabim her? The Chacham Tzvi says he just wanted to stretch time and pull her out because, in Yehuda's opinion, she was a katlanis, cannot remarry. So he didn't want her to get chalitza, because he knew that without chalitza she won't marry any other person. And therefore he said, Shvi almona beis avich ad ki yigdal shelo bini. But this brings us to a very interesting question. If we do maintain that there's an Isser Katlanis even b'mokum yibum, what would be the din if a person was miyabim a katlanis? Would it be a mitzvah? Or maybe we would argue, if it's a sakon, it cannot be a mitzvah. If it can be a mitzvah, is that an Isser Erva of Eishes Ach? Eishes Ach shelo b'mokum mitzvah. If it is an erva, then maybe there's no chalitza, because kol she'ein yoreh liyibum ein yoreh chalitza. So that would actually mean there is no zika, and if there's no zika, no chalitza is required, and that goes against the Chacham Tzvi. L'chaira, we could bring a raya from Rashi Yevom Esamach Dalad Amid Beis. In that Gemara we find Tinek Shemesu Echov Machmas Mila. Once, twice, third time it was on Shabbos. So one of the Ameruim nevertheless said that you need to do Mila. And the Gemara says he violated Sakanta V'Isura. Rashi explains, what is Sakanta V'Isura? Sakana is Sakana. And you cannot put another person's life in danger. What is a surah? And Rashi says, because there is a sakana, mele tzchil Shabbos, big chiddush. Mele b'yom shmini, but it's tzchil Shabbos. According to Rashi, one might argue the same would be applicable. Yibum b'katlanis. It's a sakana. The Isser of Katlanis overrides mitzvah of Yibum, and therefore maybe there would be an Isser of Erva, of Arayis, Isser Koros. One might differentiate between Milan Shabbos and Yibum Miketlanus with a very simple argument. Yibum Be'isu Eishes Ach is definitely a gedder of Hutro, because B'hochechai V'rachmona, it is natural. Every Yibum is Be'isheis Ach. And because we're dealing with Hutra, maybe even when there's an Isser to perform Yibum, Machmas Sakona, Yibum Be'ketlanes. But nevertheless, that would not be considered in Isser of Eishes Ach and Isser of Erva, because that's Hutro. Regarding Mila B'Shabbos, there's a big machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Ramon, Semen Reish Samach Vav. Could we relate to Moyan and participate in Mila B'Shabbos? The Beis Yosef says no. Ramon says yes. And the Ramon and the Gro, the Bira Gro, explains the basis of their machlokes is whether Mila B'Shabbos is Hutra or Dehuya. However, my feeling is that most people don't really know Pshat Rashi. And this is something I would like to elaborate on. Rashi writes, because there's a sakana to circumcise this child, it has a din of Mila Shelo Bizmana and Mila Shelo Bizmana in a Deicha Shabbos. And that is a surprise. What does that have to do with Mila Shelo Bizmana? Mila Shelo Bizmana is mitzvah mila, lechol proteo v'dikdikeo. In our case, it's an isur, an avera, and not a mitzvah. So I think Pshat Rashi is this. Why would the halacha be mila bezman adoich shabbos and mila shaloi bezman ein adoich shabbos? Being fully aware that it's excess a kosov, I think that the explanation must be a very clear one. Not mitzvahs mila adoich shabbos, but rather chiyuv mila. Because in essence, there's no difference between mila bezman and mila shaloi bezman. Both are the same mitzvah. However, Mila B'Zmana has to be this day, and that's why it's Deicha Shabbos. Mila Deicha Shabbos only when a Yid is required to be Mal on Shabbos. And that is the reason Mila Shaloi B'Zmana, it's not Deicha Shabbos, doesn't have to be today. So Rashi explains, if there's a Sakona and circumcising a child because Meisi Echov Machmas Mila, that definitely would be defined at least as Mila Shaloi Bizman. There is no chiyuv of being Man on Shabbos. To the contrary, there's an Isser. However, my feeling is the mere fact that Rashi writes Mila Sakona is like Mila Shaloi Bizman proves that even by Mila Sakona, it still is Hutro. There still can be no Isser. And that is why Rashi writes, Mila Shel Sakona is like Mila Shel Bizmana. It is a mitzvah, but the mitzvah doesn't have to be performed necessarily on Shabbos, and therefore it isn't Deicha Shabbos. So I think we could prove from Rashi's formulation the contrary. When a person is Mi'abba Makatlanis, there is no Isser Eishes Ach, there is a mitzvah. And therefore, there definitely is a chiyuv of chalitz. It is not similar to Shabbos, but by the fact that Rashi writes, Mila Sakona's Mila Shalom Yisrael, proves that there is a mitzvah even by Mila Sakona. So I think the Avnei Nezer is right when he writes Tshuvas Avnei Nezer in Yoredeya, I think it's Shin Chovav, that if a person was Malatinik Shemesa Echov Mach Mesmila, there's no need for a Tovas Dambris, because Mitzvah Smila was performed Kedas Uchadin. And the Gavra, there was an Isser. But Mitzada Cheftza, after all, it's a meal of his manna, and it's a kosher meal. So our conclusion must be, there still is, basically, Mitzada Cheftza performance of a mitzvah. And that would apply to Yibum Biketlanis, just as it does to Mesu Echov Machmas Mil. Coming back to the basic sugya of Shoyme Mitzvah, Lo Yeda Dovar Ro. Some Achroina maintain that that is only when the Sakon is not of natural essence. It is only when the Sakon is Skuli, not when the Sakon is Tiv'i. Where do we find Shoyme Mitzvah Lo Yeda Dovar Ro? Well, obviously, it's a posuk in Keheles. It would be interesting to some of you to become aware. Nowhere in Bavli or Yerushalmi do Chazal give any halachic relevance to the concept of Shoyme Mitzvah Lo Yeda Dovar Ro. It is a Gemara in Shabbos, Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. But all we find in Shabbos of Samach Gimel is Kol Oisa Mitzvah Kimamoro. Every person that's Mekayim a Mitzvah B'Shleimus Ein Mevaslim Ato B'Sorot Ra'ot Shenemar Shoyim a Mitzvah Lo Yeida Dovar Ro. So this posuk is brought only once in Shas Bavli, not with a very clear-cut halachic interpretation. Where do we find Shoyim a Mitzvah Lo Yeida Dovar Ro as a halachic guideline? The Ramot Tov Nun Hei Nelches Pesach Sif Aleph, and the source of this halacha is in Mordechai Psochim Kuf Tzadik Gimel. There was a custom, still is, if a person passed away, all the water in his house, neighbors' houses, should be spilled out, because a ruach ro is shoyra al amayim. So the Ramo, based on the Mordechai, says that if you collected water, rainwater to drink, no, mayim shalono letzorech hafias hamatzis, should not be destroyed, should not be spilt out, even though a person perished in the shchuna. Mogen Avraham Sivkot Zayin writes Shoyme Mitzvah Lo Yeida Dovar Ro. The Taz Sivkot Gimel takes this halacha to the extreme, and he argues not only aren't you mechuyev to spill out the water, it would be a prohibition, it would be the bezoyin of a mitzvah. It would be indicating that you don't really believe that the mitzvah could be megen ala odom. So this sakana is not a sakana tivit, it's a sakana skulit. It is mysticism. And this is a classical example where Chazal, or the Rishonim, or the Poskim Achronim, would apply Shoyme Mitzvah Lo Yeida Dovar Ro. And once again, it would explain why in various other sources, Chazal do not claim the Shoyme Mitzvah Lo Yeida Dovar Ro. So coming back to the basic question, on one hand, we find the Gemara a few times in Shas, Shluchei Mitzvah Einan Nizoiken. Psochim Daf Ches, Yume Daf Yud Aleph, Kedushin Daf Lametes. That is a member of Rabbi Elazar. He does not bring a posuk. Obviously, it's a svara. Why doesn't he base this assumption on Shoyme Mitzvah Lo Yeda Devaro? On the other hand, we do find the Gemara, Shabbos Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, based on the posuk Shoyme Mitzvah Lo Yeda Devaro, but it is not of the same nature. It is not to say that when a person performs a mitzvah, he does not have to be concerned about the danger it might incur. Shabbos Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Kol avos mitzvah kimamora ein mevasen loy beseres rois shenemar shoyme mitzvah lo yeda dovor ro. So the Gemara does say that there is a certain zgula when a person performs a mitzvah in its entirety. Ein mevasen loy beseres rois. The Rishonim and the Achronim do offer a different interpretation, and what we learn from the Mordechai I quoted regarding Mayim Shalonu, from the Poskim that say Yibum would be permissible even by a Katlanis, they do find halachic significance in Shoyme Mitzvah Lo Yeda Devaro. So according to their opinions, why wouldn't Chazal base Shluch HaMitzvah Ein HaZoyken on the Posuk of Shoyme Mitzvah Lo Yeda Devaro? What I think is this. Shoyme Mitzvah Lo Yeda Devaro, we only know that the Kiyam of a Mitzvah will not cause harm or damage to a person. But not necessarily that the Mitzvah is a Zgula and a Shmira, he should not be hurt or damaged by any external force. And therefore, regarding Mayim Shalonu, yes, we understand. Even though there might be a Ruach Ra on the water, and you are eating that water because you're baking matzahs with that water, and you're not concerned about the Ruach Ra regarding the demise of a person, that is because eating matzah will not cause harm or damage or danger. The same regarding Yibum of a Katlanis. The danger is Be'etzim HaYibum. No. That is Shoyme Mitzvah Lo Yeda Devaro. But all the examples we find regarding Shluch HaMitzvah and Hezoiken, we're dealing with danger, natural danger from other forces, external forces. The Gemara says, regarding Bedikas Chometz, you don't have to put your hand into cracks or crevices where there might be scorpions or other dangerous insects or snakes. Shluch HaMitzvah Ein HaZoyken, the Gemara says, Heched HaShchicha HaZoyka. We cannot rely on Shluch HaMitzvah Ein HaZoyken. But in this case, it is not the mitzvah that might cause harm or damage, but by performing the mitzvah, you might be exposing yourself to external dangers. It is not Bedikas Chometz that will destroy you or hurt you or endanger you, but rather the scorpion. The person climbing a ladder fell off the ladder. It is not the mitzvah that caused harm or danger or damage or sakana, but rather falling off a ladder. That is the Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar. Shluch HaMitzvah Ein HaZoyken, the koyach of the mitzvah, the schus of the mitzvah, the merit of the mitzvah will safeguard a person even from external danger. But that cannot be based on Shoyme Mitzvah Lo Yeda Devaro. All we know from Shoyme Mitzvah Lo Yeda Devaro is only that the performance of a mitzvah per se in itself will not endanger a person's life or hurt. That is the way I understand the difference between the two concepts, Shoyme Mitzvah Lo Yeda Devaro on one hand, and Shluch HaMitzvah Ein HaZoyken on the other hand. Some of the Achroina maintain that Shoyme Mitzvah Lo Yeda Devaro is only relevant when we're dealing with not a natural danger, but a mystical one. Sakana Zgulit. Like the sakana of exposed water at the time of a person's death. according to their opinion, the concept of Shoyme Mitzvah Liyodei Devaro would be relevant in Dine Ketlanis only in accordance to the opinion that maintains Mazle Gorim, that Ketlanis is not a natural danger, but a supernatural one. If it is Mayan Gorim, and that Machlokes once again appears in Yevamos Samech Daled, Shoyme Mitzvah Liyodei Devaro would not be relevant. Just to finish off today's topic and the concept of Katlanis, which we dealt with, there are many kulis. And this is a very relevant question. We are living in a day and age in which life expectancy is longer than it was in the past. And in the course of human experience, to our dismay, sometimes people remarry. Some of us don't live as long as others, and I've been asked questions regarding Ketlanis many, many times. So the tradition of Gedolei HaPoskim is to look for kulis. Today, very few people die without us knowing what caused their death. That is the advance of science, knowledge, and technology. And therefore, when the cause of demise could be determined, many times that in itself solves the sveikus and the chashoshes of Ketlanis. Many gedolei maintain when a person dies in his elderly years, not as a young man, in a tragic way, there is no din of Ketlanis. The question is whether that would be 70 years, 80 years, some poskim even say 60. And that is also one of the basic discussions in the sugya of Ketlanis. So let's speak about life. In this week's parsha, Parshas V'yeshev, we start learning about the Shvatim. And the story of Yosef and his brothers begins to unfold. Lech Lechu up to V'yishlach is the story of the patriarchs of the Oves HaGdoshim, Ein Koyrim Oves Elo L'Shloisha. From Vayeshev to the end of Chumash Bereshis is the story, the pain story of Yosef and his brothers. All starting off with Eksonis Pasim, and the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Yud, La'olam lo yishane Adam ben Ben Abonim, Shaharei b'shvil shnei sloim milas nesgalgalu advorim v'yordu aviseinu l'mitzrayim. A person should never discriminate between his children because for a petty garment transpired what has transpired, and our forefathers went into galus. But the blame should not only be placed upon the fathers, but upon the children, the brothers themselves. We all remember the Gemara in Yom Daf Tes, Ba'esheni Chorav Ba'avon Sinat Chinam. And many, many times I mentioned the Pshat of the Gro, Olai Kilelos Chobeni, Olai, Rosh HaTeves Esav Lovin, Yosef, Olai Hayu Kulon. And as I always explain, the story of Yaakov is our story because Yaakov is called Yisrael. Yaakov's name is the name of the people, the name of the nation, the name of Klal Yisrael. Story of Yaakov is our story. And in every generation we have an Esav, a Lavan, and to our dismay also a Yosef. And the plague of Sinas Achim has been with us. It is amongst us, and it is a tragedy. Something that we have to fight, something that we have to deal with, something that we have to overcome. Last week's parasha, Vayikach ma'avnei ha'mokom v'yosem mereishoysov, Vayikach et ha'even ashesam mereishoysov. Rashi asks, it's actually a medrash, was it one stone or many stones? Me'avnei ha'mokom seems to indicate that Yaakov took many stones. V'yikachesu even ashesam rishoysev would appear to say that it was one rock. So the Medrash says, quoted by Rashi, Yaakov collected many stones and they all morphed and were transformed into one. But what is surprising in the Medrash is that is what Yaakov expected to happen. He collected stones and sat next to them, observing, waiting, and hoping that those many stones will be one. Why did he expect that? Nobody expected it since Yaakov up to our day. We're not aware that it ever happened again. So there's a machlokes in the Medrash, how many rocks did Yaakov collect? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Yehuda said he collected 12 stones, keneged Yud Beis Shevotim. Omar, Avram lohem idon, Yitzchok lohem idon, ani, imitachoten, שניים עשר עבור המזול הזו יודע אני שאני מעמיד יוד בי שבוטי. כיוון שנסח הוא יוד בי זבון המזול הזו ידע שהוא מעמיד יוד בי שבוטי. רב נחמי אומר, ג' אבונים, אברום, יחד הקודש ברוך הוא שמי אולוב, יצחוק יחד הקודש ברוך הוא שמי אולוב, ואני, אם את החותם ג' אבונים, I know that I made it. So according to one shit, he took three avonim, keneged Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and the other opinion says, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah, 12, for his 12 children. What was the significance, and why was it so important to Yaakov, that those many become one? One out of many. So the Zohar says that Yisrael has the first letter of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Surah Rivka Rocha Leah, Avos and Imahos, the Yud, Yitzchak and Yaakov, the Shin is Sora, the Resh is Rivka and Rochel, the Aleph is Avraham, and the Lamed is Leah. What is the significance of this fact? Yaakov in his great neshama combines all the koichas, all the zgulas, all the milas of the Avos and the Imahos. And it is not coincidence that his name is changed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yisroel. Yaakov is named after the people are named after Yaakov. Yaakov is the bedrock, the foundation of the Jewish nation. Because Yaakov has all the koiches of the Avos. And I think that is the essence of Yaakov, sitting there and looking at those three stones. Will they become one? Will they become one within him? Will he be the one? The one that is the total of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, according to the Zohar, of Sora Rivka Rocha Leah as well. When it happened, Yaakov knew that he is the one. Eru v'yeru divri elokim chayim. He takes 12 stones and once again sits and observes, waits and hopes that the 12 shall become one. We are 12 tribes. We were meant to be 12 tribes. And the Ri'a Kodesh says in Shara Kavonas, quoted by the Mogen Avraham Arachayim Simen Sameches, each tribe has its own Shara Bashomayim, and therefore each tribe should have its own Nusach HaTfilo. So yes, that was the Kodesh Bochus master plan. But the 12 must be one. And the Kodesh Bochus didn't mean Yaakov Avinu to just establish tribes, each one going in their own direction, in their own way. No. The 12 should be one. One out of 12, one bringing the 12 together. Because we were destined to be one people. Goy echod ba'oretz. Mika amchi yisor goy echod ba'oretz. So Yaakov sits and waits, hoping for the 12. The 12 stones symbolizing the 12 tribes to combine, to connect, and to be one. That is our destiny. That is our obligation. And that is our mission. To my dismay, when we look around, we seem to be fragmented into many tribes, many sects. Sometimes tragically, as if we would be different people. But the 12 were meant to be one. That is the way Yaakov Avinu was to have it. That is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to have it. That is my interpretation of the Medrash regarding the 3 and the 12. The 3 and the 12 and Yaakov Avinu sitting next to those stones and hoping and waiting in tense anticipation for the stones to combine, for Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to come together, for his 12 children to come together and be one. We should be of those Talmid Chachomim Hamarbim Shalom B'Yerim. We should all feel our shared mission and our shared destiny. And we should all be zoich to Yeshua Yisrael, Haromes Keren HaTorah, Biyaz Goel Tzedek, B'mheiro, B'yomeinu, Amen.